This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So we have an announcement to make today.
Yes, back to the program.
This has taken way too long.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Oh.
But Sam.
I am so ready.
As you well know, Commander Jesse Reed has given me my call sign a long time ago. It's TWIMS. The windshield is my seatbelt.
That is correct.
And he has put a lot of thought into this. A lot of thought.
I only had to ask for it like 19 times.
And we have, as of today, your naval aviator call sign.
Do I get to set this up?
Commander, please.
Okay.
The floor is yours.
Well, in my defense, by the way, Sam, the way I got his call sign was because you were a good sport. And remember, you gave me a lot of dirt on Scott.
I did give you a lot of things that we make fun of
Scott
for.
And that's important in this whole call sign game because that's what a call sign is based on.
It's not a compliment.
There is no Iceman out there. There is no Hollywood.
Maverick.
There are unspeakable names for call signs.
Are some of them vulgar?
Some of them are acronyms that contain vulgarities in them.
Okay.
Yes. Some of them are names like mine for a very embarrassing moment. Your life shall not be named.
Yours is Ahab.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The from Moby Dick.
Yeah. So I did not get the same cooperation, actually, Sam, on your behalf. You're too squeaky clean is the problem.
So is this alluding back to your comment about Scott never texting you back?
No.
Okay. Mm-mm.
No, it's just nobody really has any dirt on you. So it took me a little bit longer to pull this together. Yeah.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. And just to refresh, like the most recent call sign we did was for Dana. Was that story where she bought the rug a month or so ago and it was disgusting?
It smelled like death.
Yeah, and then she regretted taking it. You guys were sort of ridiculing her, right?
And so you named her Goodwill.
Goodwill, yeah, because let's all face it, if you need to get rid of something, like there's lots of nice stuff I've given to Goodwill over the years, but I'm going to be honest, there's some...
Turds.
There's some things I was trying to just get out of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And Goodwill took it.
And they probably took it, put it in the trash.
So that's Dana. She's Goodwill. She'll take your stuff. But working with Sam here, it took me a while here. There's a lot of things about it. There's a lot of different routes I was going. The first one that I started to explore was Sam's affiliation with a convenience store. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do work at a convenience store.
So I had some names there, and they weren't really resonating. You know, QT for Quick Trip or KG for Come and Go.
The spaghetti wasn't sticking to the wall.
Big Gulp. There was the I can't say over the radio, the cultural appropriation of the former convenience store character in The Simpsons that got canceled. I was going to use that one, and I got a big hard no for that one.
You do realize the Big Gulp is from 7-Eleven.
Well, it doesn't matter. It's a convenience store.
All right.
It's a recognizable.
You fully described the thing that you got the big note for.
I did. Well, I didn't say the name, but... Let's just say that's what it was for. So, and then I remembered his affinity for conspiracy theories, and I started to go down that road too. And I was thinking, okay, what can we call him? We can call him like Lee Harvey or Alex Jones or something like that.
You know,
AJ,
Jones.
QAnon.
I'm loving this.
QAnon.
QAnon, that would have been awesome.
That didn't stick either. And then Sam, last time I was in the show, Sam was telling me, and we've kind of alluded to it here, that he had this fitness certification he got, and he's going into personal training. And then, as often happens with when the call sign kind of hits you, it's like this ray of sunshine comes down from heaven and just shines, and there's like the voice of angels, like, and you're like, oh! Yeah. And there was a call sign. That's how it was for Twims.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
And I realized we got to go with the fitness route.
Okay.
And so I started thinking of like, oh, what's some of my famous favorite fitness trends over the year? I was thinking of sweating to the oldies. And I'm like, okay, maybe there's like a Richard Simmons reference here or something like that. Mm. And then it hit me. It just came out of nowhere. Scott, do you have it all queued up there? Do you have the commercial?
Women to shape and tone their arms. You've seen the commercial. Now, wouldn't you like to see it again? If you're like me, you can't get enough of this Shapely commercial. At first, I couldn't believe it was real. Then, I realized it was. Then, I made sure no one was around. And then I did a third thing.
That is the infamous SNL skit.
Oh, I was like, that is not the Shake Weight commercial. I was very concerned we were about to get a curse word in there.
One of the many satirical takes on one of the most famous fitness flops in all of time.
Fitness flops.
The Shake Weight.
Nice.
Can you demonstrate the Shake Weight for us?
No, I would appreciate not doing that, actually.
I can do it.
Okay, go for it. Well, higher.
Get it near your face.
Oh, God.
So
that's pretty good. I like it.
We officially dubbed the Shake Weight.
Okay. Wait, I'm not supposed to like it. Oh, I'm so embarrassed. Darn.
It's a fitness flop.
I like it.
Did you hear they came out with, I actually heard just yesterday, after I had come to this decision here, that they have made a new updated version of the Shake Weight. It's called the Jacked Up Shake Weight. I'm not even kidding.
No.
No.
You're lying.
Takes both hands.
I heard a podcaster
All right, guys.
Do a commercial bit for it as one of their advertisements recently.
What? Scott and I are both frantic.
There it is.
Hopefully they're not trying to run a commercial here on 98.1.
It is a science-backed fast twitch muscle activator designed to sharpen your reaction speed and maximize explosive strength. Mm-hmm.
Sam, that's basically you right there.
The all-new Shake Weight is now 6 pounds. The original was 5.
Nope, do not.
I can't read the next line.
Do not read the next line. I'm looking at it too.
Folks, if you don't know what Shake Weight is, when you're done driving, if you're in the car, Google it and have a good laugh. At Sam's expense.
And if you want to know the line we couldn't read or wouldn't read on the air, just Google Jacked Up Shake Weight.
It is the last line of the description, and it does have to do with the fact that you can now shake weight with both hands.
Look, double.
This is what we couldn't read.
Thank you for stopping yourself.
And you can't
yourself.
Either.
Which part?
This part right here.
I didn't even know that was there. That's good.
That's why I stopped, and that's why Sam goes, nope, don't do it.
It's good stuff.
Don't do it. All right, quick break. We got Festivus Friday coming your way right after the 5 o'clock
Shake
news.
Weight.
The airing of the grievances. We do it every Friday afternoon at 5 o'clock here on Dana and Parks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.